Hey there, I'm Finny. Yeah, I changed my name again. My bad. It's still Naya, but I go by Finny now. So don't worry too much about that. Anyway, thank you for visiting this week's episode. We're so sorry for not having any episodes out recently, but we're gonna fix that. We're gonna start trying to post weekly again, if not more, just to sort of make up for our absence. A lot has been going on this month, so things have been difficult for us. Me especially, so very sorry, but I hope you're gonna enjoy this episode. First one in how many? I'm not sure how many weeks, but first one in a while. See you at the end. Peace.
Thank you, finally. I have been sitting here trying to get you to join for a solid like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm aware. I wasn't getting any notification. I was just kind of sitting there waiting, but apparently my notifications were turned off.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
What? Okay.
So.
Please go on to my recommendations. Okay. So I saw this video 2 hours ago. It was in my what's it called? It was in my notification bar. It was like, "Hey, yo, you should watch this on YouTube." And it's the Jacksepticeye situation makes me sick. What is going on?
Okay, so it's nothing to do with what Jacksep what whatever. Okay, Jacksepticeye didn't do anything. It's the
Okay.
people. His dad died, which is sad, but yes, there's a but.
Okay.
People have decided to mock Jacksepticeye for being sad about his dad passing away. They're saying
Jesus.
his dad deserved it, saying that there's no reason to be sad,
What?
even.
Okay, I know you said died, but how did he die? What happened?
I think it was just natural causes. Not sure.
Okay.
But
Was his dad abusive or anything, or was he a good guy or what?
Jacksepticeye made a video about it, how it's been impacting him, and I'm pretty sure in that video he was saying that he was a good guy. There was no reason why people should have been mocking his dad for dying or anything.
How do you mock someone who's that's horrible? Okay. That's fucking horrible. I have been getting notifications for these videos like literally all day, and I was like, okay, well, I should probably watch one, but I haven't watched it yet, and I probably now not gonna because I don't want to listen about that. That's fucking horrific.
Yeah.
That's horrible. That is absolutely horrible.
It's so sad to see people like on Twitter, which alone is already an extremely toxic place.
Oh, I
And
know.
it's just so sad to see people just be like that for
It's fucking horrible.
it's not
Twitter
his
is.
reason.
Twitter makes me want to kill myself.
Honestly, me too. I'm not even gonna lie, me too.
I mean, I know I was already suicidal, but that makes me feel even worse.
Oh boy.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie to you. Anyway. Let any who. Anyway. Okay, I'm gonna stop saying anyway. Anyway.
Anyway.
What do we, what the fuck is this YouTube video? I surprised Bella Porch with 20 custom MacBooks.
Bella Porsche is
I want at
different.
least one MacBook. It doesn't even have to be custom. Can I have one?
Bella Porsche is just like a big attention seeker. I don't like
Okay.
she didn't necessarily do anything wrong, but like It's
Here's
just
the
kind
thing
of.
with her. She grew up in a very abusive household, shit like that. And she gets a little bit famous and she's finally doing what she likes. So, like, good on her. I don't care what she does. I just want to know why she's getting 20 customized MacBooks and I can't even get one normal MacBook.
Honestly, yeah, good on her, actually.
She's doing good. She's doing really good. I want a MacBook though.
Well, you gotta be Bella Porsche to get a MacBook.
Damn it! I am not Bella Porsche, in case you didn't already know that. I said Porsche, I meant Porsche. She's a Porsche. I customized a school. What?
Speaking of people looking alike, I saw someone at Bandcamp today who looked very similar to you. Acted just as cocky too.
Damn, out here calling me cock. No, you're right, but like, damn. Bree didn't go to, what's it called, Bandcamp today, did she?
She did. She I'm pretty sure she passed out or like got really lightheaded, tunnel vision, all that jazz, and had to be sent inside
Yeah.
a room.
She texted me and said that she like didn't she walked in and walked right back out and didn't even stay in there, didn't go.
Well, she didn't stay in band camp. Like I saw her. She was out there, but then whenever she like basically got destroyed by the sun, I'm pretty sure she stayed in there because I had to go get her stuff, and bring it to her.
Yeah, she told me about that one.
Yeah.
Why is my YouTube recommendation so weird? Are you smarter than a fifth grader? No, I'm not. I'm dumber than a first grader. I skipped first grade. No, it was kindergarten.
Do you think stealing from like big corporations like Walmart is justifiable?
Yeah, because I'm poor.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's justifiable in certain amounts because like they literally own so much. They make so much money. Yoinking some M&Ms isn't gonna harm their business.
Yeah. I surprised Charli D'Amelio and Lil Huddy with 10 custom Louis Vuitton bags. Beat Addison Rae.
Addison Rae.
I surprised Brent Rivera with a custom iPad Pro. I customized 100 AirPod Pros, then gave them to famous people. I surprised Charli D'Amelio with 10 custom iPad Pros. Surprising Charli D'Amelio with 10 custom iPhones. I think it's iPhone 10s, I'm not sure.
How do
Surprised
these
Faith
people?
with 10,000 custom, 10, sorry, $10,000 custom shoes.
How do people afford this kind of stuff?
I can't even afford my bill. Spending
I
$100
can't even see one.
customizing the world's biggest PS4. This is literally horrible. It's pissed. This every why is you I heard your phone going off. What kind of notifications you getting? Oh, the sauce.
The cool ones.
Okay. The fuck? There's nothing interesting. Puppet dates purple guy, Fazbear and Friends, Minecraft roleplay.
I okay, on that topic, I hate like I've been so heated about this thing. Like, okay, there are people out there who exploit children for money. And you
Right.
know,
Yeah.
those people make that kind of. So whenever I see that in my recommendations, it hurts me knowing that kids enjoy that. I don't understand. Like, kids are going to grow up on that, have memories about that, be like, yeah, that was good stuff. That was grade A content. And then, so many of these things are messed up. Like Friday Night Funkin' 3D animations, a lot of
Oh
them
God.
are over sexualized to the point where they shouldn't even be on YouTube, first of
Yeah.
all. Second of all, it's still monetized as kid content.
Oh God. Yeah, because Carson on kids YouTube, he'll find shit like that. YouTube
Yeah.
kids, he'll find shit like that.
YouTube Kids is a whole nother I'm pretty sure no one even monitors the stuff that goes on at on YouTube Kids anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And like, it's not even good stuff.
Horrible. I remember. Okay, so we're chilling, we're vibing. Carson comes into my room. He's like, "Ayo, sissy, I want to show you a thing." I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" And it's a fucking over-sexualized drawing of some woman shaking her hips. An animation, I mean. And she's like
Dear
fucking
God.
dancing and feeling on herself. And I'm like, "Hey, don't show this to the lesbian and don't watch that." And it kept popping up on his recommended. And I'm like, "The fuck do you watch?"
Adults don't even monitor like whatever the kids are watching at all. And it kind of makes
Whenever
me sick.
I was a kid, my parents were all up on what I was watching. If it had curse words, no. If it was even slightly sexual, no. If it was rated R, rated TVMA, no, you couldn't watch any of that. But now Carson's over here watching literal porn and no one cares.
My brother had this weird little phase, which we know for a fact that it is probably still going on his own phone.
Oh God, you mean that one thing you showed me?
Yes.
Oh
He was
God.
he looked he always looked up long, like shiny black boots and gloves, which would give you like me gusta sexy woman wearing like stockings, black boots and gloves. Like it was all very sexual.
Yeah, I bet that shit's disgusting. I hate shit like that. Like, that gets. That's stupid. Over-sexualizing women. Again.
For
Damn it.
real.
I have too much. I still have hair gel in my hair, but I thought I washed it out. That fucking sucks. You know what I find really interesting?
What?
You know those miniature cooking videos?
Yeah, I think so.
Those, I love those so much. They are so interesting. I think they're so cool. Like, how are they that small? I bet it
I
tastes
don't
amazing.
but it just tastes really good, but really small.
It's a small amount of taste, but still very good taste.
Yeah. Speaking of taste, my taste has been all out of whack recently. Like for
I tried
some
to eat
reason.
something sour and it fucking murdered my mouth, even though the thing that it didn't taste sour, it just fucking burnt my mouth.
It's not even just that, like my taste, nothing tastes good. Everything tastes weirdly stale, really like it. Everything tastes stale, but it's not actually stale. Everything tastes gross, really acidic. Just and nothing tastes good.
Jeez.
And I don't know what's going on.
Man, I don't know either. That's kind of weird.
That's what I'm saying.
Common powder.
Okay.
Simonim. Simonim. Simonim.
Cinnamon and rolls.
Apples.
Table.
Apples. No, apple.
Ow, shit.
Apple. You're gonna cut your fingers with that mini butcher's knife. Why are you cutting the apple with the mini butcher's knife?
Besides the really gross people who make bad content, I have so much respect for the people who take time with their content that don't just pump out content for money. Like
Yeah.
you can tell that there was love put into it, that the people care about their content, about what, and about,
It's a lot better than
they just
the,
care
hold
about how good
on.
it is.
It's a lot better than the, I gave Charli D'Amelio 3,000 customized fucking sex dolls or some shit.
Hold on, there's a bunch of videos from this one channel. Gets on my nerves just knowing that it exists. Hold on, I'm gonna find it like real soon. There it is. I found it.
What's it called?
This YouTube channel. Hold on, I gotta skip the ads because this is fully monetized. The channel is
What?
called Drew's MC.
Okay.
And their content, I'm gonna read you some of the titles. Minecraft. If you see cursed gumball in the end, run.
Okay.
That's not all. Do not
That's not
choose the
that
wrong
bad.
law. Do not long house. Space Jam. Fucking Luca. All extremely clickbaity titles, thumbnails, everything. Who is calling me in Minecraft? And it is a picture of phones with Luca characters. It's so, what is happening to Luca at 3 a.m.? It's all Minecraft, by the way. It's
Why is
so
Luca in
repetitive.
Minecraft?
I don't know
The question. That's the only
how to
question I
play
have
as
for them. Why
Luca.
is them?
I don't know. I don't know. It's all Minecraft. How is Sonic falling down this hole? I don't know. How is Salt? For some reason, there is the 3 a.m. Like there's just 3 a.m. in the corner. Who is
3
dragging this
a.m.
villager down here? I don't know. What happened to Sonic's? Oh my God, that's kind of gory. It is a picture of Sonic with his leg under an anvil, and there's like a bunch of.
Sonic
There's.
gets his
Wow.
leg crushed by an anvil at 3 in the morning. Not
Pinky
clickbait.
Pokemon in the end.
Emotional.
Run.
Get
Emotion.
sexual. No, please. No, I've dead ass seen a Minecraft video. It was like, don't go into caves at 3 a.m. Minecraft Steve warning sexual.
I'm I oh my God.
Warning, guys, it's sexual. Be careful. You're gonna get fucked in the cave.
I found evil talking Tom base. This kind of content is grinds my gears.
I used to watch
It.
content like that all the time. I used to love that.
Like, it's just. I'm. It's so painful.
You know, I especially what I really liked the most on if like as soon as I got home from school, got on my computer, tablet, whatever, I hop on to YouTube. The first thing I'm looking up is J Station to watch his little 3 a.m. videos.
Oh my God, I used to watch this one person. Like it's similar content to J Station, but instead of like 3 a.m. content, it was putting things down at like a three-story building. It
Bro.
was it kind of got old after a little bit, but during that little bit, it was amazing to watch. It was amazing. Oh my God, can we save Sonic? Sonic, no. That saw blade is gonna chop your balls off. Like,
Don't
oh
join
my
this online
God.
chat room at night, dot dot. I'm gone wrong. Do not play the Raven Man game at 3 a.m.
What is inside the SpongeBob hole in Minecraft
I'm
at
finally
3 a.m.?
drinking the I'm finally drinking the gay potion and coming out of the closet.
God, the gay potion. Oh my God, the gay potion. I watched it. I watched a video like about that video, about J Station, like, and it the content that J Station makes, it's so gross.
You know, I used to love J Station. Like, he was one of my favorite YouTubers, and now getting back, or go, sorry, not getting back, looking back at it, I can't find any of the videos I used to watch from him. Like, the don't play Raven Man game at 3 a.m., shit like that, the Bloody Mary, don't play this at 3 a.m., the stuff like that. That's what really, like, that's what I watched because I thought it was so much fun to watch him do these because I knew they were fake, but I still loved watching him. Because he was, it was funny. But you go to his actual account or you go to his actual channel and they're not there anymore. They're just all deleted. So you have to go to I'm J Station deleted videos to find it. It sucks.
Yeah.
Because he, those were the good, those were the videos that got him the most views. Now someone else is getting the views instead of him, which I guess is good because he's a fucking asshole.
Is also this one channel called Devil that
The
same
same exact.
exact kind of content. And has been for like months. It's all co like you remember the coffin dance?
Yeah.
This person takes currently popular kids
Puts them through like makes them sound like the funny coffin dance song, but it's so it's all the same.
It's the same. Like I'm going through now and I'm
Seeing a single change.
change. I've
I'm
been doing
going through the J
for
Station. I'm
months.
J Station deleted videos at the moment.
There are 100 of this
Person,
doing
the same exact thing over and over.
This haunted Pennywise doll comes to life
Spawn.
at 3 a.m. Cop movie one. See, I you know what I especially loved was the 24 hours at like insane asylums, abandoned insane asylums, like gone wrong, shit like that. Because I knew it was fake, but it was so damn interesting, and it would scare me. And I was like, oh, I love that.
I
Oh,
used to
those were my
always
favorite characters.
watch like spend
24
hours at
hours.
Walmart, like
Yeah,
unironically.
those were fun too.
Like even know they were fake. I didn't even. I was so ignorant and kind of dumb that I didn't know that they were fake. But whenever I found out that they were fake, I still watched them. Yeah.
You know what? I especially love those top 10 most dangerous slides.
I think
top 10
think...
most dangerous water slides in the world, number one.
Oh my god, that reminds me. I used to watch Mojo. Like I would watch
oh
top
god, 10 same.
All the time.
Me too. Oh my god, they're the best.
Like I don't know why they were so interesting to me.
For me, it was always the fact that it was somewhat repertory, or repetitive. Like, it had the 10 through 1 through 10 thing, and that's what was the same, but it was always a different topic. And my little autistic brain was like, oh my god, I freaking love that. So all those countdown videos, they were the shit for me, because I would just sit there so mesmerized. Because it's like, I'm learning something. It's got a good amount of repetition, but not too much repetition, because too much repetition is bad. It was perfect.
It was just the right amount.
It was perfect for me. Like, I was dead ass. Like, that was the best shit for me. Like, anytime I was, like, anytime I had a meltdown, that shit was the first thing that calmed me down. Because it was perfect. It was the right amount of repetition. And I loved it.
I used to watch this one YouTube channel with the same formula. I think his name is Matthew Santoros.
I remember him.
Yeah, I would always watch the, like, top 10 most hallucinogenic dangerous drugs. And they were so interesting to me. I don't know why. But now I know that you can make drugs with poop in a bottle.
That's fucking amazing information. Thank you. Now everyone who watches our podcast will also know you can make drugs with shit in a bottle.
Okay, all, awesome. all you need to do.
No, please tell us.
All you got to do is to put your shit into a bottle and leave it there for like weeks. And then after those weeks, you have to reluctantly, hopefully, take a fat whiff of all that methane that just existed in there.
Reluctantly, hopefully. Why would I be reluctant to get high? Reluctant?
It's your poo-poo. It's your...
Reluctant to get high.
Apparently, people have reported seeing dead relatives.
Oh shit! Shit, Shoddy.
Is shit in a bottle the way to is that the way to see your dead grandma?
I think that's how you talk to the dead. Oh my god, these fucking Mr. Beast videos. I spent 50 hours buried alive. You would be dead.
I mean, he technically did. It's all of his videos actually aren't clickbait. They're all real. 100%
I know, but I want to know how the hell he spent. He must have taken breaks or something, because there's no way you can spend 50 hours buried alive.
If you watch it, you'll understand.
Does he like have a fucking breathe pipe thing? I don't know.
I think he does. I think he has like cans of oxygen down there. Like it's a pretty comfy area.
Oh, okay. So that makes a little more sense. Oh, I love this one. Hold on. Sorry. I adopted every dog at a dog shelter. That's amazing.
I'm pretty sure he gave those dogs like away for free after doing that.
They better have gotten a good home.
Yeah.
Ugh. Garrett Watts was always fucking hilarious to me. I loved him.
I don't know who Garrett Watts is, but yeah.
He's a music maker. He does music and shit. And he does like goes around the world shit. He makes music and shit like that. And he does a lot of different things.
Yeah. I don't know why, but like whenever I was mid Five Nights at Freddy's phase, this was like 2016, 2015. Like Rewatching the Five Nights at Freddy's games by Markiplier, it was my shit.
Yeah.
I would watch those over and over, like without end. I would also watch those like speed edits. Like, I would watch people make nightmare animatronics out of like just random things. And it was such good content for me.
You know, whenever I was younger, I was sort of in Five Nights at Freddy's too. I'm more into it now than I was when I was younger, but I was also discovering what porn was at the time. And I was like, hey,
Oh no.
I wonder if they have FNAF porn. They
Oh no, that just reminded me. Oh God.
porn.
It was the same for me.
That shit was like the fucking sexy Chica and shit was what fucked with me. It's like, what the fuck? Chica has a dick?
You saw the same things, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why didn't they give them a dick?
I don't know. I want to know that though. That's interesting.
Like, what was the thought process? Hey, I wonder if Bonnie, Freddy, and Chica had a dick and fucked each other. How would that
But
go down?
Chica still has titties, so it's okay.
Yeah. I can't believe we're justifying this.
Oh no. Wait, J Station was that horrible? Oh, okay. He
You
was
don't
just
feel
a
bad
horrible
about
person.
you don't feel bad from now, do you? What
No, I don't.
do you do?
Faked his girlfriend's death for subscriber. He was arrested on
Oh
two assault charges. He got banned, and he pretended to be gay for subscribers. Yeah,
yeah.
which isn't as bad as it could have been. I mean, the assault charges were pretty bad, but calling evil t He looks like a ripoff 1090 or 10, yeah, 1090 Jake. Oh my God, he looks like a ripoff 1090 Jake. Holy shit. You probably don't know who I'm talking about. That's fine though.
I don't.
There's this one YouTuber, 1090 Jake. His YouTube name is End of Sentence. That's his channel name, I mean. 1090 Jake. He does shit about when he was in prison and stuff, and covers what's going on in the rapping community. I love his stuff because of the way he pronounces things, because he's got a very heavy Boston accent. So the way he pronounces things are really funny to me. And I saw a video by MJ Station deleted videos, and it's calling the evil Tooth Fairy, and the Tooth Fairy answers, and he looks like a ripoff 1090 Jake, just without the grills and a little skinnier.
It is. I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you mean. It looks like him. It is him. What was I gonna say? Shit. Oh, I was really into creepypasta as a small child. Like, it was mainly like Slenderman, Jeff the Killer, and stuff. But there was also one that confuses me now. But then it was absolutely terrifying. You know My Little Pony?
Oh God, yeah.
Yeah, I was absolutely terrified of Pink Amina. That
Oh my God.
whole, like, I don't know why. It was just the scariest thing to me.
Okay, yeah, so I was also into Creepypasta and My Little Pony at the exact same time. You know, that wasn't fun. Because, you know, you're vibing, okay? You're vibing, you're scrolling your YouTube, you're watching, you know, speed paints, stuff like that. That's what I normally watched. But I found this one video that was it had a part where Rarity killed her cat to make a live Pikamina doll.
Oh my God.
Scary, yeah. And I when I watched that, I immediately wanted to throw up, and I went to go hug my cats because I got scared. Like, that shit honestly traumatized me.
Speaking of
Like,
hugging
how?
cats, I'm sorry if I'm interrupting you, but like it just I used to have I used to like yoink my parents' knives. My parents had these two really cool knives with metal sheaths that were like really they had like sapphires and rubies engraved into them. They're like really cool. And they're like really cool designs. And whenever it was unsheathed, it looked really cool. But I would hide these knives in a bush, like right next to my room, right outside my room. And every night I would go out there with my cat Snowball. Very creative name, I know. Guess what color she was? But I would go out there with my cat, and I would get those knives and just look at them because I thought they were really cool. But eventually, I like went behind my shed to put the knives there, like on nails to hang. And I'll go back there and I would pretend I was in this like secret organization called like the Cat Agents or something like that. But it had something to do with cats. I would just walk around my backyard holding those knives. Sometimes my cats would be there, sometimes they wouldn't. But one day, my mom was doing her makeup. Our bathroom has a window that looks directly into our backyard at our shed. So whenever I'm back there, I didn't know that my mom was doing her makeup. I was just walking around with a really cool looking knife, and my mom looked outside, waved at me. I was like, oh no, because I thought she saw the knife and I just ran away. I just ran behind the shed. And next thing you know, I go back there one day, the knives are gone. I wonder why.
Well,
But yeah.
I've been vibing on, what's it called? Webtoon a lot more recently.
Yeah.
And so I found this very homosexual little boyfriend's thing. It's cute. It's adorable. How
Bree
was
told me about
I forgot I was reading another one and it kept updating and I haven't even touched it since episode 17. Wait, no, I think I have. Because I recognize some of these. Wait, oh, what episode am I on then? Okay. Fuck that. Fuck that noise. Anywho. I popped my hip and it hurt. Anyway.
Owie. What was I gonna say? I don't remember. Oh yeah, there is a lot of gay stuff on Webtoon, and I am all for it.
Oh yeah, me too. I love
Yeah. It is it's so it, like it's gay.
fucking homosexual, man.
We gotta love the gays.
We didn't do nothing to hurt you, so you gotta love us.
Yeah. Oh,
Oh,
that's fun.
I've made progress with an online friend slash crush. Like,
Yeah.
closeness wise, like we've gotten close enough to the point where he will talk to me on the phone,
Oh, damn.
and that's a huge milestone for me. And his voice is amazing. It's so cute and hot. I love it. I love his voice.
Yeah, you've told me about like his about how y'all haven't called like ever.
And I've been wanting to, because I'm like, I want to hear his voice. And then one night, earlier that night, I had went on a run at night, and earlier that day, I had accidentally figured out what he sounded like. And so I was on that run. I was like, hey, I should probably tell him that. So I texted him. I said, hey, I accidentally found out what you sounded like. And he's like, what? I'm like, what? He's like, bro, I'm trying to sleep. What do you mean? I just sent him a smiley face, and he was like, do you want to hear my voice? And I was like, absolutely. And we had a short little conversation, and I let him go back to bed. And now not too long ago, okay, yesterday we, I think it, no, it was the day before yesterday, we were on a 2-hour call with each other. Just sort of on the phone for 2 hours, and it was amazing because it was such progress for me, and I got very happy because it was like we were just texting, but he was using his voice, and it was amazing. And I feel like I might, because he always tells me he doesn't use his voice very often. He doesn't really talk that much. I feel like maybe I'm helping him talk a little bit more, and that makes me happy.
You're making, I'm so proud of you, you know?
We are making lots of progress.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
We were talking about stuff we used to do when we were a little younger, and whenever he was like in the bath or whatever, when he was a kid, he would make little balls of this out of the soap. He'd make balls of soap, and I told him about the, I told him about how whenever I was younger, there were the you know what Pop Rocks are, right?
Yeah.
So there was like the bathtub equivalent of Pop Rocks. You throw them in the bathtub and they pop, 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 pop. I ate those because they tasted good, or they smelled good, so I tasted them and they tasted good, and then I was fucking throwing up suds. Wasn't fun, but it was fun.
When I was a kid and like I would take baths. Fun fact, I didn't know how to take a shower until I was like 13.
I didn't know how to take a shower till I was 10.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
My
Kind of.
brother also, my brother still, my older brother still doesn't know how to take a shower. He
Wow.
still takes baths.
That's okay, I guess, as long as he's getting clean.
He's not.
Okay. Anyways, whenever I would take baths, I would whenever I would take bubble baths, which were amazing. Yes, good. I would like put as many bubbles as possible before they would overflow, and I would go under all those bubbles. And with the magical power of eyelashes and stuff, I would be able to open my eyes under those bubbles, and it was such an experience. It looked amazing.
Whenever I was younger, well, I hated bubble baths because I couldn't ever get the bubbles off of me. I don't like the feeling of bubbles on my body. It feels weird to me. So I never took bubble baths, except for when my parents forced me to. For like, photos for a keychain, whatever. Oh, your first bubble bath. I'm like, no, I don't like the bubble bath. Well, we're gonna take one anyway. I was like, okay. Anyway, I'm in this bubble bath. First one I've had in like a year or two. And my mom comes in, puts some toys in my bath, and leaves. And was like, okay, are you gonna come fucking clean me, bitch? Or no? She did not clean me. I had to figure out how to do that one on my own. I was like 7.
If
Seven
my
year old.
mom, hold, you go first.
7-year-old who didn't know how to wash themselves. That was me. Anyway.
if my mom didn't come in and clean me, I would have just sat there and just didn't do anything. I would have just played around on the bubbles. I wouldn't like scrub or anything. I would just do nothing.
I would make potions with my mom's shampoo and conditioner and stuff. Or I'd pretend like I was a bartender at a bar,
Oh my God, I would do that too.
and I would give my little customers, I'd give them what they ordered. Bathroom always smelt so nice afterwards.
I would do that too, and it was yes. I don't know why.
It
Like, but
was my favorite thing to do in the bath.
it made me so happy to just get a scoop of water and give it to a duck that was also in the water.
I
So
used to
good.
try to play this game where I would put my extra rubber duckies up on like the faucet and the two handle things. And then I'd get another rubber ducky, fill it with water, and I'd try to shoot him down. I never did succeed at that, but it was fun to try.
Whenever I was in the bath, I would like slurp up some water in my mouth and like spit it out like as hard as I could.
I would do that too.
I would just love seeing the water hit like whatever toy I was aiming at, and it was fun. I was acting like a weird water. I would act like a water dragon. like I would. Okay.
Calm down. Breathe. Calm down.
I would go under the water, slurp up some water, and then come out all spooky, scary, and spit everywhere. It was so fun to me.
Whenever I was really, really young, like 4 or 5. So I'm vibing in the bathtub, you know, I'm chilling in the bathtub, you know, just having a good time. Just taking a normal bath, you know, having a good time.
Yeah.
In the bath. And then something clicked in my head. I was like, hey, what if I was actually a mermaid? And I kept trying to swim in the bathtub. It was a very small bathtub. I tried to swim in it. I kept hitting my head.
Oh.
Like, this isn't working. So I went under the water and tried to open my eyes and started crying.
I hated it whenever my eyes would, when they would get chlorine in them, or like just strange bath water, like either one. And you can't wipe that off because you would get more water on your eyes. You can't do anything except get a towel and do what you do.
Yeah. Whenever I would swim at the pool, I'm already blind. I'm already like fucking can't see for shit. So I would go into the water and I try to open my eyes and it would be blurry as shit and I can't even see what's right in front of me. I'm like, what? There's no use in me doing that.
I would do it just because, like, I thought it was cool. I thought it was neat. But, like, after so long, you can only open your eyes for so long underwater. It would just all come flooding into my eyes, and I would just pain, agony.
I don't know. I can't remember if this was a dream or if it was just my mind messing with me or if I could actually breathe underwater. But when I was in the bath, okay, I submerged my face fully. I relaxed my body. And then suddenly I can breathe.
I think something similar happened to me. Like, whenever I was doing the bubble thing, I went underwater. But I was already, like, really relaxed because I was just under a bunch of warm bubbles. Because I really like the sense, I like the feeling of them on my face.
Yeah.
I went into the water and I was still breathing. I was breathing just fine.
And I thought it was so weird. I never brought it up to anyone because I was like, that's really fucking weird. But I could breathe under fucking water. I bet you I could still do it.
I try hard enough, I probably could.
And I couldn't swim for a while, so I went and took swim lessons. Anyway. Took swim lessons.
Hell yeah. I still don't know how to like swim completely. Like I know how to doggy paddle. I know if I need, and if I know I'm starting to like sink. I just got to go to one side of the pool. Like I can move underwater. I just can't keep myself above water.
Man, I can swim like a motherfucker. But like she would always keep us really relaxed, and at the point where we'd have free time, all the other kids, they'd sort of like jump around and go play in the water. But I would sit on the stairs. I would submerge my head in under the water and I could just breathe. I was just like,
what if you are a mermaid? What if you are a mermaid?
What if I am a mermaid? I don't have the tail though.
Half mermaid? Half you?
Half mermaid?
I don't know.
What if you're a mermaid too?
What if I am a mermaid?
What if we're all mermaid?
What if you just need to awaken something in your body to just do?
What if those kids in elementary school who were like, "Oh no, don't splash water on me. I'm a mermaid." We're actually mermaids.
Yeah. What if they weren't lying? What if they weren't? What if they weren't kooky?
We all thought they were lying, but what if they weren't? No, I'm still convinced they were lying because I would throw water on them and they wouldn't turn into a mermaid.
What I don't know.
What if they had to submerge their entire body in water for them to turn into a mermaid?
They have to be underwater for a long time.
Maybe. I love how we're over here like, what if the mermaid, what if the people thought they were mermaids and was right?
Yeah, what if they were mermaids?
But what if?
Yeah, you can never rule it out.
No. No, I was watching a documentary last night, having a horrible anxiety attack, so I was like, I'm gonna watch a documentary to try to ease my brain. That did not work, but whatever keeps me living.
Yeah.
There was one about the what actually happens to dolphins and whales and stuff whenever, like, what the real threat to the ocean was, and it wasn't pollution, it wasn't plastic pollution, it was commercial fishing. I don't remember what the documentary was called, but I'd have to think about it for a minute, but I might be able to remember it. But it was this guy, his name was Ali. He was, I think, British or something. British or American, I'm not sure. But he went to Japan first and then went to Thailand, and they just sort of, Jesus fuck, sorry.
Zone.
Gatorade bottle
Gatorade.
water. Anyway, at first, the real reason he was doing this was because he wanted to understand why people were fishing for dolphins and herding dolphins, killing dolphins and stuff like that. Because he loved dolphins and whales and stuff like that, and he found out some really fucked up shit about all this. Like, it was horrible. Like, suggesting that we don't eat any more fish at all, run those corporations into bankruptcy so they'll stop, and how, on tuna or fish labels, there's a dolphin safe seal sometimes. That was a question for you, Kagan.
I zoned out for a second. I'm sorry. What?
On tuna or fish cans, sometimes there's a dolphin safe seal on them. Have you ever
Yeah.
seen one of those? Yeah.
Yeah.
It turns out the person who, or the corporation, the charity place, whatever, that puts the seal on there, can't even guarantee that it's dolphin safe, because it's not. They're lying, and there's so many different places that are lying. And then he talked to one of the biggest activist groups for ocean o lo like ocean life, and it was, I can't remember what it was called, but they one of the employees that he talked to was like, yeah, I'd say a good way to fix this problem is to eliminate or reduce fish intake. And then she said, you should probably ask the CEO because I'm not quite sure. I don't run the website or anything. So they go and ask the CEO, and the CEO gets so hostile towards them because it turns out that advocacy group was actually run by the same people who put the seal on there, the Dolphin Safe seal. Everything was bullshit. They were all lying, and that's why they were like, "No, you should definitely still eat fish."
I think it's so messed up how people will like get endangered rare or rare animals just so that they can make money. It's a whole,
Bruh.
it's like you're endangering a whole species.
You know the bluefin tuna? They are very endangered, but they still are in such high demand. And watching the documentary, I saw clips of them de-finning fucking sharks, killing sharks, because they saw it as competition for their food, for the things that they were trying to catch. When, if they weren't trying to catch it, there would be no competition. There would be more if they weren't catching so much. Like, the sharks aren't hurting the amount we catch. We're hurting the amount we catch. 'Cause we're getting way too much. We're overfishing, and people are here blaming dolphins, whales, and sharks for it. And that's why there are so many people out here trying to kill them, because it's just, I don't know.
That is not why. It is, it's not the sharks. I don't think there's enough sharks, dolphins, or whales to endanger a whole species.
There's not, because sharks, dolphins, and whales, they're on the fucking food chain, you know? The way they live is they support the ecosystem, so nothing would ever go endangered.
Yeah.
In just a normal good ecosystem, because there's not too many of one predator for the prey to go down that much.
Yeah, it's like there's enough of other things for those animals to eat to where they're not just gonna focus on bluefin tuna.
Exactly, and I have never once heard a shark or a dolphin that favored that.
Yeah.
They don't normally go for tuna, really. It's they go for smaller schools of fish, not just tuna. They'll go for cod and salmon, shit like that. They go for things that are smaller and harder to catch. Or in e sorry, easier to catch. Sharks and dolphins and whatnot do. They go for the easiest prey and they eat that, and it's good enough for them. But for some reason, humans have decided we're gonna enter the ocean and we're gonna be like, hey, we are gonna take all this tuna and we're gonna kill a bunch of the other sea life, yeah, with it w and bycatch and whatnot. It's shitty. It really is shitty.
I'll never understand why people do that.
Me neither. I don't normally eat fish, and now I'm just gonna cut it out of my diet completely because that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
I used to love sushi, but I'm gonna try to eat only vegetarian sushi if I can, because that shit's horrible.
I'm pretty sure tofu's tastes good, you know?
Yeah. I just it like watching that, I felt it hurt. Like listening to that was fucking that fucked with my head. I was already having a massive anxiety attack that night. I didn't know what was going on and everything, so I was already overwhelmed. And then I thought maybe a documentary, because documentaries are normally what calm me down. I thought maybe a documentary would be nice. It just sort of made me feel worse.
Yeah.
And I was very panicked all night.
I mean, It's good information to know, I guess.
It is good information for sure, and everyone needs to know this. And I know our podcast isn't very popular,
It's
but
definitely not everyone.
it's not everyone, but it's a few people, and maybe those few people are a little more influential than we are, and can spread the word a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk about it more. We need to just implicate this into just daily conversations.
Yeah.
This needs to be something we talk about more. It's
yeah.
And it like you can literally get killed for trying to expose the dangers of commercial fishing. You can get killed, murdered.
It basically means we're risking our lives, and I'm okay with that.
Man, I would risk my life for anything like this. The guy Ali, he got footage of this. This wasn't just hearsay. That was he has footage of what they were doing.
Damn.
And he was putting himself in so much more danger than we are just talking about it, because he went and talked to kidnapped slaves in Thailand.
That's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, Thailand's fishing industry runs mainly on slavery.
Yeesh.
So if you wanted a reason to sort of say fuck Thailand, there's or the fishing industry period, there's a pretty damn good one.
Honestly, I was never really into like you know how a bunch of people like down in the south, like in the south, like
in the south,
they regularly fish like during fishing season.
Yeah.
I never really understood that, but now I just have a better, I have a reason not to ever like understand at all.
Yeah. And here's the thing. While yes, plastic in the sea is still a very bad bit of pollution, something I found pretty interesting whenever I was watching that documentary, something that sort of took my mind off the fact that this was horrific, but that was really interesting, was the majority of the plastic in the Pacific garbage patch,
yeah,
the place in the water filled with garbage, but the majority, over 50%, the majority of the plastic trash there was commercial fishing supplies, nets, plastics that come off of the gear itself, and yes, straws and plastics and bottles and takeout bins or whatever. Yes, those are all horrible for the environment.
But most of them are coming from commercial fishing.
Fishing gear is so much worse because fish will get caught up in those nets and die. It's
yeah.
Horrible. It's so much worse. The situation is not just use reusable straws, reusable bags, whatnot. Now, I'm not saying don't do that. Absolutely. Carry around a metal drink carrier or metal drink bottle, a reusable drink bottle or whatever. Carry that around with you if you go to a fucking restaurant or whatever. Reusable utensils, reusable straws, stuff like that. Always carry those with you. I think that's 100% a good thing to do. But we also do have to focus on the fact that commercial fishing is killing our oceans. And after our oceans are dead, we're dead. Because we can't live. We would die if we didn't have any of the ocean animals. If our ocean was dead, we would be dead. Now, everyone's always like, oh yeah, trees are what makes the air good. No, actually, the ocean.
Algae and plankton, like they actually, yeah, they you are that reminded me. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. Like, it, people are so reliant on trees, even though, like, that they're not what make the oxygen. They make at most 4% of the oxygen in the atmosphere.
Exactly.
You got to give more credit to algae and plankton and the things in the ocean, because they
Ocean
soak
plants are
that
main
stuff
ocean plants are really good for the environment, but we're over here killing them because we're
in.
catching fish, and the fish or then the corals don't have anything to eat. If the fish are gone, then they can't eat their waste and they die. And oh, don't even get me started on this part. So whenever big commercial fishing nets are catching fish, they have heavy weighted things at the bottom, so it scratches up the ocean floor and
Why would you
wipes away like half of the vegetation there while taking the living, the fish and whatnot.
What confuses me is why people do evil stuff like that, like literally evil
For the
for
money.
seemingly no reason. Yeah, just, what's the point of that? What is the point of doing something that's not going to give you any gain? Like scratching up the ocean floor, getting all the vegetation. What are you going to gain from that?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And listen to this. So there was an oil spill near the Gulf of Mexico, I believe. Very big oil spill, one of the biggest in recorded history. But once the oil had spilled, it was like all in the water. And a lot of wildlife did die, but it less more died in commercial fishing than it did in that oil spill. So if anything, that oil spill helped the wildlife.
That is painfully ironic. Oh my God.
The fact that they had to get an oil spill to help the environment, because us humans are fucking disgusting. It honestly fucks with me. That's stupid and they're fucking dumb.
I absolutely hate everything about that.
Yeah, it's really shitty, and I like, honestly, we could m like artificially make meat. We don't have to kill animals for this shit. And it would taste
And
just the same, have just the same protein.
like the Impossible Whopper, like
Thank you.
people went kooky crazy over that because it tasted more like a Whopper than the Whopper itself does.
Tastes more like a Whopper than the fucking original thing tastes like
It tastes
itself.
more like a Whopper than a Whopper.
That's fucking ironic.
I
But
know.
like, yes, I'm talking like, yes, plant-based meat and shit. But there's this one corporation, I forget the name of the corporation, but they are working on artificially making meat. It's fake meat, but it tastes just like meat, has the same proteins. It doesn't have half the pollution real meat has because of us fucking with the ocean.
Yeah.
Fish, everything like that, they make it, but they make it better. They make it more healthy. It has this more protein in it. And
That is wow.
no animals were harmed in the making of it. None.
More protein, no animal. That's actually genuinely interesting. How do you do that?
Artificially, man, it's they have been at this for a while. They've been pro stop fucking with the animals and eat what we're making, okay? Because we're fucking doing a good thing, and I'm pro that too. But they've been working on it for a while, and they're like making seafood dishes that taste better than the actual seafood dishes, and it's amazing.
I'm kind of like, wow.
It's
How
really
do
interesting.
you, it really is interesting. Like, how do you, I'm still bewildered. Like, how do you get more protein from something that doesn't even include any meat?
Artificially putting it in there.
Yeah, but it's I get that, but there, how? It's kooky. It's crazy. I'm going kooky now. For some reason, I feel like getting an Impossible Whopper. Just be, I don't know. I don't know why.
I'm gonna try to figure out what that document was document documentary was called.
Yeah.
Seaspiracy. It was called Seaspiracy. That was ooh.
I
And it was especially gory during the part where they were in the Faroe Islands. Where now this is more sustainable. This is more sustainable than anything else, than any of the other fishing going on. They are only doing this a handful of times a year, and sometimes some years it doesn't even happen at all, but they're taking not a lot, just enough to feed their island. They're killing whales. Not any endangered species or anything like that. And they are not killing a bunch. They're just killing enough to feed their families. Feed.
Sometimes you just got to do that.
Yeah, and I completely understand that. And that's like the most sustainable as it gets, as sustainable as it gets.
Yeah.
And the scene with that, it was very graphic. There was a lot of blood, so I guess for your description for that one. You they you could you walk you got to watch them cut the whales' throats open.
Ugh.
It was horrible, but it was better than some of the other scenes where you see dolphins getting fucking brutally beat and murdered.
Yeah. I feel so sorry for like all of the ocean life that's been just eviscerated because of us. Basically, us humans are a parasite to the world.
We really are. And I don't know. I feel like Mother Earth has to get rid of us soon. Because
Yeah.
we're fucking everything up. This
Mother
isn't good.
Nature is a very, very like strict mistress.
She is.
Fuck with
She.
Mother Nature, fuck with you.
Yeah. And I feel like she's probably the best goddess. I'm not sitting here choosing, picking favorites. I'm sorry. Just fucking, I'm not picking favorites. Fucking kill me. But okay, maybe I am picking favorites. I love you, Mother Nature. You're fucking amazing. As a pagan, I do pray to Mother Nature and the other gods and goddesses. So I commonly talk to her. Anytime I'm getting ready to lay down for bed, I'll lay down and I'll just have a little bit of a little conversation with her. She doesn't normally respond back, but I like talking to her because she is cool. But I don't go through the rituals. I don't leave offerings or anything for her. I bet you if I did, I'd probably get a response. But
Problem.
I don't really leave offerings. I just sort of talk to her sometimes, let her know what I think could be fixed, and one day, yes, I will leave an offering, just not yet. I don't have enough supplies. I don't have the candles and everything to leave her an offering. Oh yeah, throwback to this one time I was telling one of my Christian friends about being pagan, and she called me a witch.
I am sick and tired of this town's Christian kid. Like, let me just go on a little rant. By little, I mean one that I've been holding back for years.
Oh, please, please continue.
Okay, so there's so many Christian kids at our school. They
Right.
on their Instagram stories, this is just a little nitpick. On their Instagram stories, they preach God. They quote unquote spread the gospel. Like, God is all. If you're scared, God will be there. If you're depressed, talk to God. Like, bitch, I'm not gonna talk to your sky daddy if I'm feeling way, way sad about my McDonald's chicken nuggets not getting right. Like, I'm sick and tired of these. It's mostly like attention-seeking whores. I feel
No,
bad for
right?
kids.
Like, they're dead ass over here being whores, but they're like, oh yeah, Jesus, God.
There is one person in particular that I know who is literally like that.
We will
And
not name names on this podcast.
we will not name names. But they're in what seems to be a stable relationship now, but before they were whore.
Wait,
And
was it that one girl with the ginger that look that sort of looks like you?
no, they're in a relationship with some with I think a me with I think a Tino Latina person.
Wait, is she a lesbian?
No,
Why'd you say Latina?
I don't know what they go by.
Let's Okay. It's Latino for men, Latina for women.
Yeah.
But
But anyways, besides that, these girls, like, it's mainly them. I barely ever hear guys. Like, it's okay, it's mainly football kids who are like aggressively Christian. Like, why is it always football kids? It's
because they're
always
Christian.
and funny thing
God
is.
blessed them with a fucking hard ass head.
Funny thing is, I'm pretty sure if you play football, it's like against God somehow. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I
it is
read
because
that.
you're causing harm to others.
Yeah. And like a lot of people get concussions and die because of football.
And there's a lot of gambling that goes on in football, and gambling is a sin.
Yeah, for real. And more about the God fearing, God preaching people. I see them every day and they talk so much shit.
Right?
I know, like, gossiping is literally against God.
That is like one of the main sins. It's like you shouldn't talk shit about other people, and then they over here are talking shit.
And then they
Like,
go back home
bro.
and, like, I'm a child of God. God, bless me with your light. Like, God, smite this bitch down.
You know, I need some fucking blessing. I want to fucking die. Will you help me? No, you're gay. It's a sin.
Like,
Like, what the fuck?
there's this one really short person, long hair, blonde, once again, short, always wears jorts
Short.
or jeans, never jeans, jorts. Everyone hates them. They talk
Okay.
about so many people. Like, they hate the gays. They like, it's mainly the gays. But if
It's
you
mainly
don't
the
listen,
gays.
yeah, like, for some reason, like, I can just tell that they don't like the LGBTQ, and surprise, surprise, they don't. As people have reported to me, this person who it sucks balls, by the way, has questioned why my friends are gay.
The fuck? Why are
And like,
you? What are
they
you
have,
gay?
it's like,
Because, dicks.
and they have, like, this person has their own, like, little, like, bitch posse. I hate it so much. They're all just worse versions of each other.
Bro, okay, I don't know if we're talking about the same girl, but choir, seventh grader, short blonde. She wears jeans though, so probably not the same person.
Yeah, there are a lot of gross seventh graders too, but
Oh,
like I
yeah.
am, yeah, I understand, but this person is an eighth grader. They're the same level as us, but they, for some reason, don't have the brain power to understand human logic.
The fuck? Okay, but this girl, not naming names, again, not naming names, but
Yeah.
short, blonde, a little bitch. She got everything going with her. She got everything going for her, and she is such a little pick me girl. And like, I don't really care if someone's a pick me girl. I don't give a fuck. You're not fucking with me because I literally don't like any of your crushes, so it's fine. If anything, I'm gonna be one of the crushes, so don't worry about it.
Hot damn.
Yeah, man, I'm like that hot. I'm kidding. I'm fucking ugly.
Which one is it?
I am God and Satan at the same time. Let me be indecisive. Anyway, she. Okay, so I kissed Brie in the hallway, okay? Oh my God, she saw this, okay? She saw this, right? All right.
Yeah.
She talked so much shit. She was like, "Oh my God, that girl just kissed another girl. That's fucking disgusting. Oh my God, they need Jesus. Oh my God, this is horrible." And I could fucking hear her because I'm like right across the room from her. She's like, "Help. You
I've
need
never once.
Jesus." Proceeds to break down crying. "You need Jesus."
Oh my God! Gays! I've never wanted to beat someone's shit in so much. It like I hate them so
Now,
much.
don't get me wrong, back in Houston, I got into fights all the time, but never have I been so tempted to fucking burn an entire school down because of the
Like,
people.
our school is full of the worst people. There's like the people who aren't the bad people can agree. Everyone else sucks ass.
Honestly, back in Houston, okay, the school I went to, the staff were homophobic, the people were cool. But down here, it's the people that are homophobic, but the staff are okay.
It just got worse. The staff are the people are I mean, some of the people are cool.
Yeah, there's not very many though, and honestly, I expected there to be a lot less gays than there are in that school.
I'm pretty sure there are more gays because the pe because like all the guys and girls here, they suck. So they just go for the same thing that they are. Which, by the way, something that I just remembered and I got shamed so bad by
Yeah.
was in fifth grade. I was dating this girl, and after we broke up, she immediately, quote unquote, switched teams. Basically, she became lesbian after breaking up with me.
Hey, I mean.
And then, get this. She's in a stable relationship now with a guy. So basically, I'm just not, I just sucked ass.
You were just fucking horrible.
I honestly was. I ate stuff off of the ground. I was weird as fuck.
Yo, there's a fucking mosquito hawk having a stroke. I'm gonna go help him.
Mosquito
Buddy.
hawks are cool.
You good?
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just had okay. While he's over there doing his thing, I'm gonna I just had a huge realization. The reason homophobes are so like they're so homophobic is because they're ignorant. They don't understand anything about, like, anything.
The mosquito got hot. The mosquito hawk got caught on a spider web. So I went ahead and got them all.
Okay. So I just had a huge realization.
I was listening.
Okay. So anyways, they're ignorant to, like, they're ignorant as to what the LGBTQ community is. That's where the attack helicopter jokes came from. Like, I used to make those jokes. Look at me now.
Same.
Like, right now, I'm going by she, they pronouns. Like, holy shit. And the reason I did that is because I thought it was funny. The reason I thought it was funny is because me as a fifth grader, or wait, no, fourth grader or something, was kind of homophobic. I didn't like the gays. But the reason I didn't like them is because I didn't understand them. Things that I didn't understand, I did not like. Because if I didn't understand them, I probably wouldn't understand them later. Look at me now.
Yeah.
Fucking pansexual pride flag in my room.
My bitch ass over here with a sapphic flag hanging up.
I have a skirt.
I am wearing fucking boxers as a bio female right now, so that says something about me.
Yes, it do. And that's completely okay.
I have split-dyed hair, and it's short as fuck. That also says something about me.
Yeah. Like, that was kind of what reminded me of you whenever I saw that person that reminded me a lot of you. Excuse me, by the way. Yeah. Because whenever I saw him, I was like, is that Fanny? Is it? Nah. And then it wasn't. I know, yeah. I thought you were just there to be there because I didn't see you, like, at all during band practice. So I just thought you were there.
Yeah, I was visiting Bree, you know, there to fuck with her.
Yeah, Bree was kind of, like, dead mentally.
I feel like she'd come back to life if I sort of just popped in.
Yeah, probably. I had to get Bree stuff. And she told me after, like, band camp was over and everyone went home, she told me that if I didn't get her stuff, she would have just left it there. So
yeah, she told me about that.
Yeah.
Wow. But where do y'all do that band camp thing?
We do it in, like, wait, when or where?
Where?
Oh, we do it at the high school, just in the parking lot.
Y'all are just chilling in the parking lot.
Yeah. It's the parking lot, like, by the football field.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, agony. It's been such a pain this past week. But luckily, we get to go inside next week.
Bree said something about not going next week.
That's understandable. It's kind of just suck ass all the whole way through.
Well, here's the thing. She can't. She has to watch Raylene because her parents are going to work. Oh. And no one's there to take her or anything.
I wish I could babysit with her. Like, Jesus Christ, I hate it there.
Just be like, hey, I have to go babysit. I have to go baby. You could say you have to come babysit me because I'm be like, my friend, he's autistic. I have to go babysit him while his grandparents are out of town for a week. He can't watch himself or he will burn the house down. This is just by law.
My parents, they've been forcing me to go. My mom literally got pissed off at me whenever I had a mental breakdown in front of her, cried my eyes out, which I haven't, like, which I barely do. Complained about almost fainting and throwing up twice at band camp. Telling her that she doesn't care about me. That, like, the reason I said that is because I said, like I was talking about fainting and almost throwing up at band camp, and they just didn't care. That's why I said that. And me saying I didn't want to go. My mom got pissed off because of those things. But also another thing, secret six thing, woohoo. I cussed out my parents. It got so bad that I literally had to resort to saying the bad words.
The bad word. I cussed out my mom once because she was doing drugs. And I was like, you fucking whore. Quit doing fucking drugs or I'm going to beat your bitch ass. And she was like, what?
God damn. I
my,
guess
my
I will.
Baby, my baby curse? My baby cuss? My baby. I'm like, yes, I fucking cuss. And I got really mad about my science teacher lying to my mom saying I had an assignment, saying I had a paper. Did not have that paper. So I was like, she's a lying fucking bitch. Okay, she's a fucking lying bitch. I don't have that shit. I never have had. She never fucking gave it to me. She's a lying bitch. I screamed that. I was outside. I screamed that at her because she was, it fucked my head up so much because she was fucking lying. My mom didn't believe me. And I got suspended from school because I cussed the teacher out as well.
It's understandable.
She pissed
I haven't
me
been...
off.
That's also understandable. Because, like, teachers... Back in these days, like, teachers, they suck. They suck so much. And, like some teachers hate kids. But for some reason, they're still teaching. Like, if you're going...
I don't understand those people, really.
Me neither. Like, you're going to... Ugh. You're going to go teach at a school. And you know what's in school? Oh, you know what's in school? Kids. You know what you hate?
Yeah.
Kids. Why are you teaching kids? Why?
I don't fucking understand. Maybe they used to love kids and then they fucking realized they hated kids. Well, I've had people bring up that point with me because I'd be debating with them, like, why would you get a job in teaching if you don't like kids? And they were like, oh, well, maybe they liked kids before, but then just sort of stopped liking kids. Well, then fucking quit!
I think the reason that some teachers, like, they think teaching is really good until they realize that the kids are teaching suck dick. And then
yeah,
they're kind of,
I mean,
they're kind of stuck in that job because they got a degree for it. And I think a lot of them just don't want to waste that degree.
Yeah, well, fucking get a job in a different field. You can use that degree for other things.
For real, yeah.
Oh, just piss, people piss me off. You know, I'm doing debate this year. Okay,
yeah.
And it's something I like doing a lot because I argue with people a lot, but I have really good points when I do. So it's, I have good points and I almost always have someone learn. But you know what really frustrates me?
What?
Whenever I'm signing up for debate, I had to get my English teacher's signature. When I feel like if I had gone to get my lead, my team leadership, Coach Wills, if I had gotten his signature, it felt like it would have been more appropriate because I don't debate in my English class. I debate in my team leadership class.
Yeah.
So it really confused me when they were like, yeah, go get your English teacher's signature. Like, but I don't debate in there ever. What does that prove? I can speak English? Woo, whoop-de-doo. Who fucking knew? I am fluent in four languages.
I'm fluent in two. One of them is English. The other one is motherfuckerly.
Motherfuckerly. my fucking... Yeah. I'm fluent in Grammarly. This sentence is dramatically erect, but it's flirty and hard to sneeze. Luckily, Germany can help.
The sentence is dramatically erect.
Oh dear God!
That's what it's like for dyslexic
your
people
penis
trying to read that.
Seems
bit.
To be large.
Whenever I think of drama, I think of British people.
Yabba dabba doo.
Wow, we actually recorded an episode. That's amazing.
That's like a really good length one. Like, this is the length of like probably Black Panther or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty decently long one. Would you like to do the outro together? Because you know how I normally just go off and then record the outro. You want to do it together this time? So I don't have to fucking record one. Well, hope you enjoyed this shit. It did, take us a little bit to make. It took us a solid hour 30 minutes to make. And I'm not going to be editing this at all because fucking y'all can suck it. You can deal with this shitty quality. We're sorry for the absence. We really are.
I'm not.
What's Kagan? Be sorry. Shut up.
I'm sorry.
A lot has been happening this month for me, and it's been overwhelming, and I haven't had time to actually hop on and make an episode. And Kagan's bitch ass doesn't talk to me very often, so I forget he exists.
I'm sorry. I'm doing a lot of things, and I'm crying, and I'm sorry.
It's like, sorry, man, sorry. I'm crying. I'm too busy. Oh, shit. I hit my earrings. But yeah, this is Benny signing out. Rock on. Stay weird. Hope y'all have a swag day.
Hell yeah. This is Kay signing off. I pissed my jorts. rock on, bitch.